He lures people to the cafe with dishes like crispy eggplant parmesan, carrot and pumpkin souffle, and red curry and spring pea tofu.
If we always remember to build flavor and flavor things, then it makes it a lot easier to transition in some of these things like tofu or tempeh or things you're just not used to.
Eating more vegan and vegetarian meals can benefit the climate. Producing plant-based foods creates less carbon pollution than producing meat and dairy products.
So when people eat with us, we try to explain to them how good veggies can be, how easy they can be.
Williams hopes that by providing delicious, flavorful vegan dishes, he can encourage meat eaters to choose plant-based meals more often. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
Hello and welcome to Earth Riot Radio. I'm Reverend Billy here in the Earth Church in New York City. Everything is in motion, and it's getting crazy. It's not just regular movement. Things are sliding, crashing, flying. Have you noticed this? Things are falling apart. Ideas are falling apart. You and I are falling. No question, civil wars everywhere, divorces, suicides, atrocious, spiteful cussing online and in person. Never before has there been more escaping from wherever you were, leaving home, migrating thousands of miles. Never before have more people marched, shouted. Wah! Everywhere shouts and door slamming and nation states, marriages, business deals falling apart, flying apart, escaping. Why? Why? Why is this happening? The earth started this. Earthalluia, human beings are another name for bad weather. Whirlwind storm, wildfire, bleached reefs, flash floods, heat waves. The earth is killing us. Because we tried to kill the earth, now the earth is killing us back. But what doesn't kill us makes us evolve. I mean, we're moving, we're living, we're trying to survive, and we're moving. The earth moves us with the wind and the fire and the floods and the heat waves. The earth needs to change us. Clearly, the earth needs to. The word earth, wow, we made that up. What's in a name? We've given this name to this large, spinning, watery rock, which is full of intelligence. A watery rock spinning in space, full of intelligence? What? We can't flee. We can't get away. And the earth has decided that we will change. We need to agree to this demand, or we can never stop and take a rest.
Anyone say New York City is not going through a crisis? And here's the sad part about it, folks. When you get $10,000 a month, there's no relief in sight. And so I'm not going to search through a thesaurus and find the proper way to be politically correct to tell you that this can destroy our city, this crisis.
Natural disasters like floods, hurricanes, and earthquakes cause internal displacement within a country. But sometimes nature actually pushes people to cross borders. A drought in the Horn of Africa led more than 83,000 Somalis to flee to Kenya in the first half of 2011 alone. Natural disasters aside, the change in climate is also a factor. In Tuvalu, a tiny island nation in the Pacific, rising sea levels are forcing people to move to nearby countries like New Zealand.
Thank you. lost soul. There is something the information age cannot say. The Earth crisis is usually reported to us as numbers. The hurricane is a category number, a dramatic wind speed, a cost in the number of dead, and the number of billions of dollars. This is classic for the dot-com era, the culture-wide inability to shout,
honey, you come, you are happy, and happiness becomes you. But then you walk away from me. I ask the distance to welcome you beyond, 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 beyond. Horizons love you, horizons love you, horizons love you. Coming through, it loves your hunger too.
Come happy, leave hungry, come happy, come. Honey, you come.
Rioters, you are aware that in the Earth Church we have hundreds of West African young men every day, and that is a revelation. The common journey that these young fathers, usually single men too, walking thousands of miles, boats, rickety buses on the edges of cliffs in Mexico, just gunmen at the borders. And then they arrive in New York, finally working their way through. Their journey, which they don't really want to talk about very much. At any rate, they speak Arabic, French, Portuguese. We work alongside of them to maintain, you know, our heated warming center, our kitchen, our learning center. They're teaching English so they can make their way through New York. The computers, the giveaway of boots and coats, the kind of immigrant center that our church has turned into, we maintain that with them. They are running a lot of it themselves at this point. They're so anxious to work and to participate, and they're so glad to have arrived at the home of the green woman in the harbor that's 22 stories high with the torch lifted by the golden door, Lady Liberty. And I think that we have forgotten Lady Liberty's meaning, not just because Donald Trump and Mayor Eric Adams have poisoned the message, but because so much of our reality as consumers in the United States, even those of us who call ourselves progressives, so much of it has been delivered to us now by artificial intelligence, by all sorts of machinations of imagery and text. The saturation advertising is so mesmeric, zombie producing at this point. Do we remember our own dream of freedom? Hosting these people in our church, it's teaching us our own dream. We're learning how to become free of the multinational corporations with their gas and oil and plastics and toxins. We're learning to be ready to act in concert with the rise of the Earth, the sixth extinction, the hyper-evolution of this time we live in. The Statue of Liberty, we don't think of her as an environmentalist, but that's what she must become. This is the new dream. The Earth is turning the culture upside down. The Earth is the only opponent of the multinational corporations of neoliberal capitalism that is strong enough, and indeed, a million times stronger than these profit-taking, killing, gas and oil-based. All right. Well, I just want to say how humbled we are, and energized, and full of new creative dreams of survival from these quiet men who are in our space. This week, all 6 days, until today, and today, a number of them will be coming to the Earth Church gathering at 5 p.m. It's a time of exhausting, sometimes painful, but energizing and revealing new vision. I just want to thank our new friends here with you on Earth Riot Radio. Somebody give me an Earth-a-luia.
Earth-a-luia.
Welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. The global extraction of raw materials is expected to increase by 60% by 2060, with calamitous consequences for the climate and the environment, according to a forthcoming UN analysis. Natural resource extraction has soared by almost 400% since 1970 due to industrialization, urbanization, and population growth, according to a presentation of the five-year UN Global Resource Outlook made to EU ministers. The stripping of Earth's natural materials is already responsible for 60% of global heating impacts, including land use change, 40% of air pollution impact, and more than 90% of global water stress and land-related biodiversity loss, says the report. Pipeline heavyweight Williams Company is expected to file initial paperwork soon with federal energy regulators on a large pipeline expansion project in the southeast. The proposal, known as the Southeast Supply Enhancement Project, aims to provide reliable natural gas deliveries to Virginia, the Carolinas, Georgia, and Alabama. It would expand the existing capacity of the sprawling transcontinental pipeline, which runs roughly 10,000 miles from Texas to New York. It is the largest pipeline project proposed in the Southeast in 10 years and is big enough to run 5 or 6 big new gas plants. The project would take advantage of Williams's existing right-of-way and would be structured in order to provide the least regulatory hurdles. Plastic consumption in New Jersey has tripled since the state's 2022 plastic ban. A new study found that the state's law banning single-use plastic bags led to a 60% decrease in the total bag volume. But as consumers started searching for alternatives and purchasing plastic reusable bags, the state saw plastic consumption triple, largely because of the material used in the alternative bags, which are made with non-woven polypropylene, which is not widely recycled in the U.S. A typical New Jersey grocer can profit $200,000 per store location from alternative bag sales. For one major retailer, this amounted to an estimated $42 million in profit across all its bag sales in New Jersey. Climate change will cause 14.5 million additional deaths by 2050 and spur $12.5 trillion in economic losses. Healthcare systems, hospitals, emergency rooms, doctors, and nurses will also have to provide an additional $1.1 trillion worth of treatment by mid-century because of climate change. These challenges will be felt most acutely in the global south, where healthcare resources are already limited and governments lack the capacity to respond to cascading climate impacts, such as worsening floods, heat waves, and storms. Central Africa and Southern Asia are two regions that are particularly vulnerable to the overlap of intensifying climate health threats and limited resources. After more than 1,000 days of drought, the Catalan government in Spain has formally announced a state of emergency, extending water restrictions to Barcelona and the surrounding region. Pere Aragonès, the Catalan president, said that in some areas it had not rained at all for 3 years, describing the situation as the worst drought in modern history. Water reserves have fallen below 16%. Measures already in place in the north of the region, including a 20% reduction in agricultural irrigation and a ban on watering in public parks, will be extended to Barcelona. Public and private swimming pools will close, parks will no longer be watered, but groundwater will be used to save the city's 35,000 trees from dying. There will be no showers on the beach nor ornamental fountains. Water parks and ice rinks will close, and car washing is to be limited to commercial use. The restrictions will remain in force for at least the next 15 months. Tourists consume much more water than residents. Recent research showed that the average tourist used 545 liters of water a day, nearly 4 times as much as the average resident. 80% of Spain's water is consumed by agriculture. Researchers at the University of Sao Paulo and the Federal University of Icoza in Brazil have developed a sustainable sensor that can be placed directly on the surface of a vegetable or fruit to detect the presence of pesticides. Known for this reason as plant wearable, it is made of cellulose acetate, a material derived from wood pulp. The device has the potential to help assure food safety in a world that increasingly suffers from a shortage of food and the environmental and health problems caused by excessive use of agrochemicals. Chilean firefighters were battling rapidly expanding wildfires this week. Officials fear they have already claimed around 10 lives and are threatening hundreds of homes, prompting the president to declare a state of emergency. A dozen fires have been raging this week. The blazes are concentrated in the Viña del Mar and Valparaíso tourist regions, where they have ravaged thousands of hectares of forest, cloaked coastal cities in a dense fog of gray smoke, and forced people to flee their homes. The largest cruise ship in the world has embarked on its first commercial voyage from Miami. The Icon of the Seas is longer than the Eiffel Tower is tall, towers 20 decks above the waves, can accommodate more than 7,000 passengers and crew, and at 250,000 gross tons is 5 times the size of the Titanic. Royal Caribbean, which owns the ship, has made much of the fact that Icon of the Seas runs on liquefied natural gas, describing it as the cleanest burning marine fuel. However, Brian Comer, director of the International Council on Clean Transportation's Marine Program, says using such fuel shows an industry investing in false climate solutions. They are doubling down by calling LNG a green fuel when the engine is emitting 70 to 80% more greenhouse gas emissions per trip than if it used regular marine fuel. A Louisiana appellate court has upheld air permits for a giant proposed petrochemical complex in the region known as Cancer Alley. The decision will help clear a path for Formosa Plastics to build the nation's largest petrochemical complex. The project has long faced staunch opposition from local and national environmental justice groups. Once again, the state of Louisiana is putting polluters before people, said Sharon Levine, a plaintiff in the case against the proposal and founder of the local grassroots organization Rise St. James. Friday's ruling overturns a 2022 decision that vacated air permits for the $9.4 billion project. The new permits could triple the levels of cancer-causing pollutants in the region, whose population is majority Black. At least one king penguin is suspected to have died from bird flu in the Antarctic. If confirmed, it will be the first of the species killed by the highly contagious H5N1 virus in the wild. Researchers have previously raised alarm about one of the largest ecological disasters of modern times if bird flu should reach remote Antarctic penguin populations. The birds are currently clustering together for breeding season, meaning the disease could rip through entire colonies if it continues to spread through the region. King penguins are the world's second largest penguin, about 3 feet tall, and can live for more than 20 years in the wild. The suspected case was recorded on South Georgia Island in the Antarctic region. A Gentoo penguin was also suspected to have died from H5N1 at the same location. And now, the sounds of extinction. Orbital resonance. Resonance happens when planets or moons have orbital periods that are ratios of whole numbers. The orbital period is the time taken for a planet to make one complete circuit of its star. Two planets orbiting a star would be in a 2-to-1 resonance, when one planet takes twice as long as the other to orbit the star. Resonance is seen in only 5% of planetary systems. In our solar system, Neptune and Pluto are in a 3-to-2 resonance. There's also a triple resonance, 4-2-1, among Jupiter's 3 moons, Ganymede, Europa, and Io. In the time it takes Ganymede to orbit Jupiter, Europa orbits twice, and Io orbits 4 times. Resonances occur naturally when planets happen to have orbital periods that are the ratio of whole numbers. Musical intervals describe the relationship between musical notes. In a musical analogy, important musical intervals based on ratios of frequencies are the 4th, 4-to-3, the 5th, 3-to-2, and the octave, 2-to-1. And here is the musical rendering representing the orbits and movements of the 6 planets in the TOI 178 solar system. Thank you.
Now it comes time to say goodbye and thank you, of course, Savitri D, News from the Natural World and the Sounds of Extinction. And she's the director of the Church of Stop Shopping, so our gathering today in the Earth Church, the Lower East Side, the East Village, Loisida. Those of you visiting New York, or perhaps you're in New York now and live across the street and are listening to the radio or to your computer downloading from that other side, the podcast side of things, you're welcome to come by. It's all ages friendly. We have a room for the children. And we're, as I suggested in my earlier remarks, we are finding a way, as we must escape from the homicidal pressures of big money. We must escape the drowning in the sea of identical details. We find ourselves stranded on the island of humanity with the people that will deliver us, these amazing migrant people, these gentle folk from around the earth who somehow made their way here through the thousands of miles of walking and journeying. Here they are, talking with us, working with us, and rejuvenating the dream of New York City. Now, it's been pointed out to me by hypocrisy hunters that the dream of the earth taking over, which is happening, is not necessarily the same as the dream, the entrepreneurial dream, that so many people who arrive in New York believing that they can make a living, finally, that they can have the freedom to build a business. Their relatives poised back in the mother country sending them money, or they're, you know, driving taxis, tending bars, sending money back. There are all these struggles against the colonizing neoliberal capitalism to become prosperous. I don't believe they're in conflict. But I will humbly say, we're working on that. We're working on when these visions compete, when they really don't go together, let's be honest and deal with it. Right now, the sixth extinction is taking over. We believe the vision of Lady Liberty is changing, but our experience of the Earth Revolution is being so informed, so vivified, so made new by the arrival of these people who rejuvenate our city. So the cure for the racism that is greeting these people, one way to really change yourself and invite them and have the love, is to know that they're bringing energy to our culture. And they cease being the they, and they start being the we. And we like drop out of our controlling attitudes, all those colonizing language tricks that we have, and join them in making a new freedom. Well, in closing, I'd just like to say I've already invited you to the Earth Church. We have exciting goings on there at 5 p.m. on Sundays. Invite you to communicate with us, RevBilly@RevBilly.com. R-E-V, Victor, B-Boy, I-L-L-Y.com. Still like mocking the right-wing Christians with this identity of mine. But really, that's only a small part of what we have going now. Because we're full on in the earth direction. We don't have to really mock the people who hate the earth anymore. We can just embrace the love. Somebody please join with me now. Have a wild and safe, have a good giving week.